Like this show and want to make your own? Let me tell you about Anchor. It's the site that I use for my podcast, and best part, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And Anchor will even distribute the podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Do you have any idea what you're getting yourself into today?
No, like I think we need another shot of tequila because I'm not ready, but excited to be here.
I think you're going to do great.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I hope I can entertain the people, but it's not about the people. It's about us and our conversation.
It is. You know? It like, really is.
Who cares about them? I mean, we care.
But
we
I'm just kidding. We love you guys. Hi, this is Morgan, and welcome to another episode of Two Hot Takes. You're probably wondering why there's an unfamiliar voice on today's episode. Lauren is on vacation.
I killed her. She's cut off.
G took her out.
Dead.
G took her out.
I just heard about it and I was like, you know what? I could do a better job. So here we are.
You're auditioning for her job.
It's already mine.
I like that confidence.
But no, it's fine. I just killed Lauren off and this is G. And that's all there is to say about that.
G is taking Lauren's position today. She's on a vacation and so she's filling in and I think her sassy attitude is gonna...
Is that what you were notified?
Ooh. Did I miss the memo?
She's gone.
Well, I think you'll all enjoy G's spicy attitude and everything she has to offer today. I think her take on things are going to be quite interesting. To give everyone a little backstory, G and I have been friends for a couple of years now. We experienced Coachella together. We have just had some really great times and G has amazing life experience, relationship experience. So I think she'll be a great addition to the show.
So I would like to think, but we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. We'll put you to the test with the next couple of stories.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm terrified, but let's do it.
You got this.
Okay.
Today, we are going to be talking about red flags.
That's going to be a tough one.
I know, but I feel like, especially living in LA now, it's easy to recognize red flags with the guys out here.
For sure. Everywhere.
LA guys are a different breed. If you're not from LA or don't live out here, I think the best way to describe LA men is... what were you saying?
I was going to say cheaters.
Cheaters is one.
Cheaters. Young. They don't grow up.
They don't grow up.
Immature as anything.
They're the Peter Pan syndrome of men.
Oh, for sure.
They, like, don't settle down until they're, like, 38.
No.
If that.
At least we get to experience it all. The crazy, the fun, you know, you get it all.
We get the best and worst of everything.
And the best part is you get to meet people from different places and they come here and you can see how they change into a fuckboy. So it's so much fun.
I feel like you have some personal experience in this area.
Never.
Okay. Well, since you're so good at identifying red flags, first one is a little weird. So my 24-year-old female boyfriend, 30-year-old male, keeps disappearing into the bathroom for an hour or more with a stick of butter. And the butter is gone when he finally comes out.
The male, the guy's disappearing.
The guy.
With a stick of butter.
The guy.
Is it cold butter or hot butter?
You know,
I need to know.
I'm not sure if she mentions it. We might find out, but why would it make a difference?
You know.
Hot butter versus cold butter.
Cold, he's definitely sticking it up somewhere. Hot, it's already melted, good to go. He might just be like masturbating.
That
know?
Is true.
You know?
Wow. Yeah. I didn't put that
either
together
way,
that fast.
It's self-pleasure for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
100%. And the fact that he's going in the bathroom, it just makes it for like an easy cleanup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely easy cleanup. Okay. Let's see what she has to say. I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years and we finally moved in together. Ever since we moved in, I've seen a new side of him. It's a very odd issue and I can't wrap my head around what to do. Some people have accused this of being fake, but I swear this is a real situation I'm dealing with. I don't know what else to say, but I know it's bizarre. This isn't a troll post. I believe her
but
based
first
on
of
that.
All, like, why do you have friends that think it's fake? You know, like, what is your relationship already?
I know.
Like, what else is happening in your relationship that they think this is fake?
But, oh.
You know?
That's like, a good point.
What strange things are you guys into already?
All about the kinks, but yeah, maybe he's, they're already on to, like, him for being really weird. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see where you're going with it. At first, I started to notice butter was disappearing quickly. I assumed maybe I lost track of how much we had, or maybe he was cooking when I wasn't around. I don't know. But one night, a few weeks ago, I saw him try to stealthily take a stick of butter from the fridge, which I pretended not to notice. And he took the butter with him into the bathroom. Now, I have noticed my boyfriend spending an hour or more of time in the bathroom since we moved in, but I never saw him take the butter before. I was so confused.
Wait a minute. So you already know that your boyfriend goes to the bathroom for an hour or two all the time.
If he had Crohn's or like IBS, maybe that'd be okay. But like,
she would have started with that though.
I feel like. You know what I mean? You definitely have that background after 2 years of dating.
2 years. You know he's disappearing for an hour or two every time he goes to the bathroom. Yeah. And you haven't questioned it?
Yeah, no.
But the butter, like, let's let it slide. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to subtly keep an eye on him, and over a week, he did this 3 separate times. And hold each on. Time a stick
over
of
a
butter.
Week? She waited 3 times.
Yeah.
For a week.
Yeah.
To wait to say something.
Also, like, God, your
that
grocery
makes
bill.
Me thinks, like, though, what is she into that she's like, I'm going to wait a week and like
know.
This, she's not going to bring it up.
I feel like she was probably like, I don't believe it. Like it's probably, he's probably cooking or like there was some
cooking
logical,
in the bathroom.
There was probably some logical reason in her head. And she was trying to like, you don't want to assume the worst of your partner of 2 years, but like, I mean,
oh, I'm in there. If I see
2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
Like if he's taking the butter and going into the bathroom, like it's fucking disappearing because of your boyfriend. So,
and you know it.
Like, this is not Dora. It's not right in front of you and you can't see it.
She needs to get reimbursed for that butter. I hope she's not the one buying it. That's all I'm saying.
I think she is. We'll see. Finally, I said one day, where did all of our butter go? I hardly used any this week and it's gone. He pretended not to know and said, maybe we had forgot to buy it.
Psychopath.
He's trying to like gaslight her a little bit, play it off. Like
he's trying to blame her.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay,
that I don't like. That that makes me a little
either
uncomfortable.
That means he's delusional. He really doesn't know, which means he's psychotic, or like he's just
he
trying
knows.
To like play it off.
He's
right.
He's trying to play it cool. Like
not stupid. Hopefully.
No.
Hopefully.
I said, no, we had 4 sticks before. Now they are gone. He just asked it like it was a mystery and said, guess we should order up some groceries. By now, I was getting very confused. So I ordered groceries and made a point of saying, good to finally have 4 sticks of butter. This should last us quite a while. He made
also,
no comment.
Just like really uncomfortable that they're calling it sticks. Like, can we just call it butter? Like,
well, no, I think
it
that
is sticks.
It's sticks. And I think that adds to the story because, again, I said 2 + 2 = 4. Like,
yeah.
I think this man is taking the butter sticks and putting them up his butt.
Oh, 100%.
He's got to be.
I mean,
there's no other explanation unless he's literally sitting there in his hands, like kind of like you said, warming it up and then using it like a pocket pussy.
Or he might just really love butter. He likes to eat it in private.
Okay, oddly.
You never know.
Oddly, like, I have this vivid memory of when I was little and I would walk into the fridge and, like, take bites out of sticks of butter. I was, like, 4, though. 3 or 4.
But
like,
also, no, I get that
there's
because,
an excuse
like,
there.
I like salty over savory.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. So, you know what? He might just guilty pleasuring it and saving the embarrassment for himself. This might be a deed of good honor. We never know. But
if he's actually eating that, though, like, that's a lot.
Lot of, like, is he fat?
Is
like,
he on
I would
keto?
Like to know.
Is he on keto? Like,
I mean,
what's he going for here?
In, but
it
I
is.
Need to know more. I need to know
what's
more.
He going for here? On the first 2 days, whenever I used a small amount of butter, I would remark about how much butter we had left. Finally, one day, I saw him do it again. He took a stick of butter into the bathroom, was gone for an hour or so, and came back with no butter.
Honestly,
I couldn't believe
though,
it.
Like, good for her. Like, her patience level here.
Yeah.
Like, she must
I
love this man.
Oh,
she has
yeah.
to love this man.
2 years
it's
in.
Insane.
You're pretty committed at 2 years in.
Are we, though?
I am. I'm, like, at the two... I'm like right at the 2-year mark.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Already? Yeah. Wow. I just remember you, like, Coachella, he's buying you tickets for Ariana Grande because she had to miss it. Great boyfriend.
I know, but, like, grad school.
Can't relate.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so what's happening next?
The butter. I couldn't believe it. So when I made dinner, I acted shocked that one stick of butter was gone. He said maybe we only had three, but he knew I'd been making a point of it. The very next day, another stick of butter gone. I listened at the bathroom door and heard sink water running and thought I heard moaning noises. I was so confused.
But, like, okay, at this point, it's been, like, 2 weeks, and she still didn't say anything, and you know. Like, well, does she still sleep with him? Like, are you not turned off?
You have to be at that point. And also, like, why are you not, like, what is not clicking in your head? Like, you are listening at the bathroom door. You're, like, up against the bathroom door. You're hearing moaning noises. He's doing something sexual.
That, like, almost makes me feel like, what's her fetish? Like, she must have something. Like,
you wonder, or
does this turn her on, maybe?
Or did she literally grow up in, like, a house that, like, she was so sheltered?
You can't be that dumb. I'm sorry. No. Is it her first love? That's really
it
sad.
It might be. It might be.
No, even that. I don't allow it.
You're not buying it? Okay. So she goes on to say, finally, this time when he came out, I said, I know he has been taking butter into the bathroom. He got all flustered and said, I must be mistaken. But I said, I had literally seen him take the butter into the bathroom. And I know he has been lying to me about the quantity of butter in our fridge. He then started apologizing for misleading, but said, let's just not talk about it. And when he saw I was getting mad, he said, what if I just order my own separate private butter? Even if he had his own separate butter, that doesn't make the situation better.
Wait, so
what are you doing with
it? She's almost allowing him to do this.
I think she's just still confused.
So now it's almost like 2-3 weeks that she knows this is happening. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any confusion. It's like, you have to know. It's just like she's in denial.
True. And we all put those love blinders on. Yeah. And, like, I mean, you kind of, like, ignore the bad things that your spouse does or partner does,
like,
in that situation.
I need to call her. Like, we need some therapy sessions. Like, girl, I got you. Like, you can do better.
So she goes on to say, I was like, okay, but what are you doing with the butter? He asked me to promise him to never ask about his, quote, butter activities again. And to just put it behind us. He said, just look the other way on this one thing, and stressed how it is not a big deal at the end of the day. I think that's a pretty big deal.
I need to know, like, did she follow through with it? Because if she did,
There's no update for this post.
That's it?
She basically goes on to say, I've been so confused, even disturbed about it. Like, what is he doing with the butter? Why is he lying about it? Why won't he tell me? I don't think he is eating it because he is not an overweight guy.
Oh, that explains
that. And I feel like if somebody ate that much butter, they'd become hefty, but he shows no signs of it. I am just like, who is this guy? Am I overreacting? It is just so odd to see him in a different light, and I'm not sure what to do. Should I just ignore it? ?
No, do not ignore it.
You can't.
Okay, first of all, he's asking you not to talk about it. Like, is that a joke? Is that a joke?
Well, you almost, like, wonder then if, like, if he is using it to stick it up his butt, you almost wonder, like, I understand, like, if you guys don't know this, like, the male G-spot is in the prostate. So...
Which is fine, but if you're in a relationship, then you should openly talk about that.
There's so many kinks that would, like, be okay with that. Like, there's pegging. There's other things where you could open the door for that. But 100%. The fact that, like, you almost wonder, because he's hiding it like this, you almost wonder if he's in denial about his sexuality. Like, this is just this one thing. Don't ask about it. Ooh,
get that? That is a huge, huge red flag in my book. And, well, okay, see, you're promoting him to
not be open and honest with you.
Not be open and honest. And
which is
a
problem.
So then, like, what else is he lying about?
I think that's the biggest, like, red flag in this for me. It's like, whatever kinks you have, whatever you're into, like, you should be able to be open and honest in your relationship and with your partner.
And clearly, like, the fact that she doesn't question it and she's, like, letting him be shows how supportive and, like, is letting him do his thing. And, like, that shows kind of support. So it's, like, the relationship, I don't think it's not turmoil. So, like, why is he hiding it so much? Like, I think
that's
she seems like
she's just genuinely curious.
Yeah.
But also stupid. A little bit. Yeah. Like, a little bit, like, your head is in the sand. Because I think it's pretty clear, like, what he's doing with the butter. Like, it's at least sexual based on the moaning noises. So he's doing something. So for her, like, I think she just has these love blinders on and is kind of like, like, I don't really care what he's doing with the butter because I love him so much. Like you said, like, she cares about him so much that she just, like, is willing to overlook what he's doing with the butter.
that's sad for me on his side. He's not getting pleasure in his relationship that he has to do things in private. Yeah,
exactly. Like, well, and it's like, you're spending an hour in there. Like, you could be spending
really
that.
Enjoying himself for that hour.
You could be spending that time, like, maybe getting
teaching
pegged.
Her. Or, like, you know, it sounds like this girl's down to, like, do whatever.
She's very open-minded, yeah. I think, because otherwise, like, I think that if this was me in this situation, I would have, like, flipped out a lot sooner, been like, excuse me, sir, like, what are you doing in there?
Oh, I mean,
I would have been more confrontational.
If it was me, I would literally make him say what he's doing.
Yeah.
And if not, like, next time I would just bust my ass in there to see what he was doing.
Knock,
like,
on the door.
Good for her.
Until he,
oh, I'm not knocking. I'm literally breaking through that door to see what the fuck is happening.
Credit card the door.
Yeah. Like, no, that's insane. And also, though, like, they go through a lot of butter. Like, we're a little concerned.
Yeah. Pricey grocery bill. But I think the fact, like, he offered and literally said, I'm willing to buy my own butter. If this is a problem, I'll buy my own butter.
That means so much to him. Like, whatever he's doing there means that much more to
him. It's everything to him. Yeah, he's not willing to give it up. And he won't tell her what it is. So you know it's like, he might take that to his grave, what he's doing with that butter. Because I don't think he's gonna tell her. I don't know if we truly want to know what's happening to that butter.
Honestly, I don't think I could be with that person.
I
can't.
That's I'm out. Like, if you're not going to tell me what you're doing with that butter, I'm out. On to the next one.
On to the next. I need to know more.
Okay, so my 22-year-old male girlfriend, 26 female of 2 years, likes to dress me up and treat me like a baby. I'm not sure how I should feel about this or how to even bring it up. Yeah, I don't know either.
Wait, but how is she dressing him? I'm just like, I think
we'll get there. I really, really can't believe I'm actually having to write this out. But as you can imagine, I really don't want to bring this up to anyone close to me. This is obviously a throwaway account because there's no way I'm putting this on my main. I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years. She's my first real relationship, and I really love this woman. And I could see myself making a life with her.
First relationship.
You have a lot to learn,
little
one. Oh,
that's so sad because he's going to think this is what love means.
I know. If it weren't for this one big thing, I could see myself being with her. She's beautiful, caring, sweet, incredibly smart. Everything you'd want in a partner. But, like the title states, she can be a bit weird.
Everything you want in a partner, honey, you've had one relationship. You do not know what
you need a little more experience. Yeah. It all started with really small things, which didn't seem all that weird at first. She insisted on feeding me my food and drinks.
Sometimes that's nice. I mean, I'm not going to say no to that.
But if she insisted, like, you're not some pharaoh, like, if I'm someone feeding you grapes. I mean,
she might think you're a pharaoh. Honestly, I'm into it. I mean, when I see other people feed each other, I'm like, ew, that's gross. But, like, if
you
I want to
be fed,
you know.
I always joke with my boyfriend, like, after a night of a little too many cocktails, too much wine, I'm always like, babe, I'll be like, already getting to bed. I'm like, babe. Will you just brush my teeth for me?
But, like, no, I get that.
I'm like, I can't possibly get up and be bothered to do it. Like, please.
And he better do it.
Oh, he's brought the toothbrush into my, like, right up to my bed. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just kidding. This is too weird.
Oh,
this
really?
Is too
weird. I would have been like, let's go. Let's go.
I'm one of these times.
Yeah.
I'll take him up on it.
Oh, you're sweet. But no, I mean, like, you want to take care of me, take care of me. You know?
I think it gets worse, though.
Okay.
She teased me a little bit by taking my food when I was about to take a bite. That morphed into making funny noises like you would for a baby, like train and airplane noises.
That would piss me off. Like, if you're feeding me, I want the food. Don't play with me.
Yeah, no.
I want it. Okay.
Give me it.
It's coming. It's coming. Yeah. I feel something bad coming.
At first, it was funny and kind of endearing, so I had no issues with it. It wasn't like she was doing this every day, so it truly wasn't a problem. Then she started getting me dressed in the morning. She would have me sit at the edge of the bed while she put on all of my clothes.
She put on his clothes for him?
Yeah. She's 26, too. We have to keep this in mind.
I'm kind of into this. Why am I kind of into this? Like, pick out my life. Figure it out for me. Like, I've got a lot of things to deal with.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one less thing you have to worry about.
Yeah.
That morphed into giving me bubble baths. At first, I liked it because, well, she made me feel like a king, honestly. It started getting weird, though, when she bought bath toys, like a tugboat and then a rubber ducky, and then asked me to splash and giggle like a baby.
I mean, it's the least you can do for her. She's clothing you,
just appease the girl,
bathing you. Come on.
Oh my gosh. I'm not into it. I'm sorry, G. I know you're really digging this, but I think I would have ran by now.
I mean, is it weird? Yes, but I don't know.
There's worse things in life, I
guess.
There's
worse things in life.
I thought that was hella weird, but I figured I'd indulge her. She loved it so much, and I love seeing her so happy. I probably should have said something at the point, but she seemed to love it so much, I kept going on with it. Through the months, it kept progressing, and I didn't know how to stop. She bought me a bottle that she filled with my favorite whiskey. She knitted me a bib.
See, I'm just so conflicted. It's just like the bottle. I'm like, weird.
But whiskey.
Then she put his favorite alcohol in it. Like, sweet.
I think this is making me uncomfortable, to be honest. But maybe it gets better.
Let's see.
She knitted me a bib and oversized booties. She bought me a pacifier and adult-sized onesies. Her favorite activity.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The onesies is too far.
And bibs, knitting, first
the
of all.
The pacifier is a little creepy, yeah, that too. Yeah. Her favorite activity is her cuddling me while she rocks back and forth gently while she rubs my hair, and she'll look lovingly into my eyes while saying stuff like, This is oh, the limit.
But before you say that, like, how nice is it to just, like, have be a nice rocked scratched and cuddle before you want to go to bed?
Yeah, but the minute...
She's going to ruin it for me.
She's going to ruin
I'm
it.
I'm really trying to, like, be on her side, but...
And she'll look lovingly into my eyes while saying stuff like, quote, "Mommy loves you."
Barf. We're done. I'm done with her.
Red flag.
I mean, like, I'm a logical person, but that is too much.
That's too much.
I mean... If she said daddy loves you, that's a different... No, I'm just kidding. Like, no, done.
The most recent thing... Oh, God, he keeps going. The most recent thing she bought, which is what brought me here, are adult-sized diapers. Yeah, buddy, you let her take it too far.
You're kidding.
No.
No.
I asked if she was serious when she pulled them out of the bag. She said she wasn't expecting me to actually use them and that it's just for show. I gently asked if that maybe it's starting to go a bit overboard, and she looked at me with a confused look and said, no.
What? Okay, first of all,
it's been too far.
She went out of her way to spend money on adult diapers.
Also, she's buying diapers she's buying diapers that are meant for like older adults, like your grandma and grandpa. Sure.
No,
like,
I mean, because I would assume that's the only thing that could fit him.
What fucking size would fit a grown man?
Ooh, maybe that is the issue. Maybe he is baby size. Yeah, no, she's spending money on that. No. No, no, I'm done. That's too weird. Ultimate. And makes me sad that he let it take that far.
Oh, I would have been after the bathtub with the little floaties, yeah, and the done. Bottle. I don't care if there's whiskey in that bottle. Weird.
I mean, like, I like to get pampered a little bit. And I was just trying to, like,
yeah,
go the extra mile. But the thing is, like, this was his first girlfriend, so he thinks this is love, and that makes me so sad because his expectations for every other girl is gonna be so warped.
Oh,
so blessed his future wife.
He's totally traumatized now. Yeah. And I think he kind of says it, like, I really don't know about this anymore. I don't want to break up over this. I just want her to chill on the baby thing. I'm an adult. I'm not a child. It's not like she does this every day or every other day, but when she does, it is so weird. I don't think she gets off sexually doing this. We've never had sex, nor after this activity have we had sex. So I don't believe it's a fetish. As far as I know, she doesn't have any past traumas either.
Wait, okay, so definitely I know how to fix this issue.
What?
If he really truly loves her, just give her a baby. No, give her a baby.
Whoa.
Just give her a baby.
I still think this is a bigger red flag, though. I think you don't want to...
No, it for sure. Very weird. I would back up from that, but it just seems like, oh, no, this is just so hard because, like, it's his first.
Yeah.
So he thinks it's love. And if he does, and if he truly wants to stay in it, I think the next step is have a
give
baby.
Give her a kid.
Give her a kid.
But then, like.
But then does it stop? You don't know.
And that's the thing. Do you think then once she has a kid, okay, great. Well, it's a baby. You know she's equipped to take care of it.
But, I know the solution.
But.
You get her a puppy. And see if that changes anything. And if it doesn't, I'm sorry, honey.
You gotta run.
Yeah. This was a great experience for you. Learn.
But run.
On to the next.
I know. Because he says, is this normal? Like, no. This is clearly not normal.
No.
Has anyone ever been in this situation like this? Maybe a few, but it's definitely far and few between. Like, this is not the average.
No, it's not normal. Average relationship. I try to make it sound like it could be. Love a good pamper. I think you should always pamper your significant other. But yeah. No, this is just like too much.
This is too weird.
Too much.
Yeah.
I would exit.
I think he needs to. I think this is more than a red flag. Yeah. I think this is kind of like a dude.
It just like makes me wonder, like, what happened in your life that
makes you want to do that to someone?
Makes you want
to
do that.
I don't know.
At least she's nurturing.
I'm not sold.
I'm not sold either.
I'm not sold.
I was trying, but I know. No, I'm sorry. We're done.
Oof. For this one.
Yeah.
I, female 28, just found my husband, male 32, word doc of the woman he slept with. There's more than he originally told me and women after me.
Wait. After dating or after they started talking? Because that's very different.
I would assume it's a list.
Yeah.
And if there's women after her name on the list.
Is the list in chronological order? Probably.
I was using my husband's laptop to do some work. I went to open a Word document and found one named personal. It was from 2019. I opened it. Yes, be mad at me for snooping, but I did not expect it to be this.
You can snoop.
Yeah, you might have some secrets from like the past, but you shouldn't have big secrets.
Yeah.
It was a list of women, four having birthdays. I looked at it, confused, trying to figure out what this was. I thought he was keeping track of his ex's birthdays until I saw below mine and realized that this was a list of women he had slept with.
Why four birthdays? Like, what's so special about those four women that you wanted to remember their birthday? Are you still sending them gifts?
Probably.
If so, I want to know what gifts he's sending. But
they better be good because you're fucking married and you're doing this to your wife. He had sent himself this in 2019. We have been together for 5 years, married this year. We discussed sexual past and he swore multiple times I was the last woman he slept with. This is an even larger issue for me because we have had many issues in the past that have had to do with him lying.
Oh, done. No, done. Divorce. I'm done. Honestly, done. Like,
this is more than a red flag.
I'm all for like having fun when you're talking or like whatever. Don't cheat. Don't lie. You're a cheater. I'm done. Completely
agree.
Done. Like, because one's a cheater, always a cheater. Well, always.
And the fact that they've had issues with him lying, like
previously.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I think if you go into a relationship and while you're dating, your partner is lying to you. I think that is one of the biggest red flags because if they're willing to lie to you while you're dating, you're not seriously committed like marriage.
Yeah.
What are they willing to lie about? What is going to be their? Yeah, exactly. So that to me, like, I'm surprised you got married. Like, I get you've been together 5 years, but like, wow. Like, I mean, what was he lying about in the past that you guys had issues with?
I mean, clearly it sounds like it was girls though, the way she's sounding it.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm done.
They've been together for 5 years, but married this year.
Hopefully he was rich and you got some money out of that, but get out of there.
I feel absolutely sick to my stomach. This legitimately makes me question if I made a big mistake marrying him. I am going to confront him, but is this as big of an issue as it feels?
I just get sad for her because I know he's just going to lie again. But also, if he's writing names after you, like, clearly,
it almost, that's
like,
it seems like it's a list of, like, keeping track of people just in case.
But that means he's also kind of a psychopath because he's getting off of his name list. If you're keeping a name list like that after marriage.
I don't know if you've seen the TikToks, but, like, I have a friend, too, that, like, keeps Excel sheet of, like, people she slept with, penis size, was it good, where did this hookup happen? And I've seen other TikToks where people do this as well.
Which, like, I think is funny. I mean, I think that it makes sense.
It's in fine. A sense.
Like, it's fine. Like, it's funny. You're not married. Like, whatever. You're not married.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're not in a committed relationship.
That's the difference.
You're going to, you know that you're going to marry somebody.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. Like, what's the point? What are you going to look back and just like,
but I think that's the telltale sign. I think he's still sleeping with people and adding.
I mean, if you have names after you.
Yeah. 100%. Typically you go in chronological order.
Yeah.
So the fact that there's names after is like.
Red flag.
Red flag.
Did she confront him? I need to know.
There's no update. She just says, I feel disgusted now. I can't stop crying. Am I being ridiculous? I'm still going to address this issue.
One, not ridiculous. Two,
absolutely not.
Did you address it? I need to know justified. What happened. Girl, get out of there.
Yeah.
She's not going to have a good time.
No.
There's like no scenario that it could be good.
No.
Or make sense. Run.
I feel for her because. reach out to G if you hear this and she would like an update.
I would love an update and I would love to give you some advice. Ugh. Run.
Yeah.
R-U-N.
I don't like that one. Mm. This next one, the title gets me a little scared from the beginning. So I figured it would fit right into the red flags okay. category. My girlfriend tried to push me off a cliff as a joke.
Honestly, relate in the fact that I always try to, like, but cliff, I guess the cliff is pretty
bad. Have you tried to push someone off a cliff?
Honestly, okay, not gonna lie. So back in college.
Is this you?
No, it's not me. But it wasn't a guy I was with. So back in college, we would go cliff diving near the reservoir or whatever.
Yeah, no, I've done that.
And like jokingly, too. You push people, right?
Yeah, but they're going into water.
Yeah, going into the water. Yeah. Oh, this, I guess we don't know if this is the water.
I think this is a cliff.
Oh, sometimes I do drive on bridges and think, what if I just hit the car next to me and they just go flying off? Is that...
That's a little scary.
Yeah, that's not like a thought people have often.
I mean, I have car anxiety, so I don't fuck around on the road.
It's just a thought I have sometimes, driving over the bridge and there's like water and you're like, what if you just like
just went free falling,
you know? Maybe I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one.
Oh, we I'm will just ask, gonna throw that we will out ask there. You guys yeah. Like, we'll send it to the polls.
I don't do it, I just think about it.
But, oh my gosh,
you know.
So this guy, my girlfriend, 20-year-old female, is completely crazy. But mostly in a good way. Spontaneous is an understatement. Sometimes she goes too far, but I love her for her crazy personality. I, 18-year-old male, am more relaxed, so we balance each other out. Two recent incidents. First of
all, he's 18 and she's 20 and he's more relaxed. Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah. Two incidents really freaked me out, though, and I need advice. I was driving on the highway with a lot of traffic. We were maybe going 40 miles per hour. She suddenly started tickling me and wouldn't stop when I yelled at her. I jammed on the brake and someone almost hit us from behind. I asked her what the fuck is wrong with her and she just laughed about it and told me to chill. I said, what would make you want to do that? And she said, I don't know, just felt like it. Gee, is this you?
Honestly, I'm reading, I'm like listening to this. I'm like, you know, she wanted to have a little fun.
This is the exact opposite of me. I am terrified in cars. Like, I literally, if my boyfriend's going too fast or like passing people inappropriately, I will fucking bawl my eyes out in the car. Like, I don't fuck with that.
But like, funny, but like also to the point where he has to slam his brakes. Like, that's a little intense. Yeah. You know, like,
that's taking I understand being
funny and like whatever, but like, that's a little intense.
Taking it a little too far at that point. If he's fucking, like, he almost had someone rear end him.
Yeah.
Like, that's taking it a little too far. You're not on some back dirt road.
You're just like asking for the middle some of drama in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? I wonder if she's one of those people that, like, I mean, our brains are absolutely magical. Mm-hmm. And there's some people that, like, they have to go to a certain level to feel anything.
Yeah.
And
endorphins.
And then you almost wonder if there's something with her, like, amygdala or, like, something in her brain where she has to go to that certain level to feel anything, which kind of what it sounds like based on the fact that he said she has a crazy personality and she's spontaneous is an understatement. Like,
yeah,
something's
for sure
a little goofy.
A little off, for sure. I mean, I'm all for fun, but, like, let's not kill ourselves.
No.
That's a little too much.
No. And like, one of my past relationships was a guy who he like had it all at his hands. Yeah. And so he would, his dad had like these crazy cars, like this $180,000 Mercedes. He had $100,000 Mercedes. And so he would drive like an absolute terrorist. And I literally, like, one time I was like, okay, can you please slow down? Can you please slow down? And like, I just watch the needle on the dash. Keep going up. Keep going up. Hits like 113, which, okay, it's not that fast, but like, it's pretty fucking fast.
Oh, do I have a story for you?
And I literally started bawling. And he's like, what's wrong with you? And I go, drop me off on the side of the road if you're going to keep driving like this. Because I've been in three car accidents. Like, I don't want another one.
Yeah. No. So
run.
One of my exes, who I dated in high school, loaded. Family loaded, whatever, like, that's happy for them. He had like one of a kind. He had one of a kind custom car that no one like ever has, or like limited edition. Anytime we got in an argument, and I would just be like, I'm the type of person, we get in an argument, I need time to step away from it, whatever.
Yeah, you need to breathe. I'm the literally same way.
This one fight, I just turned my phone off, didn't want to do anything. Purposely took his car, crashed it into a tree.
He did?
Yeah, to get my attention. But also, like, that's what he...
He was so manipulative.
Manipulative, but also, like, that's what he was like, I don't feel anything, and that's what got him to feel something.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. So, like, I get it. Like, maybe that's what turns her on. Not to say, like, he did this to turn himself on.
We haven't even gotten to the cliff part, though.
Oh, wow.
So then last Saturday, I was hiking with her and I was standing near this steep cliff. I'm usually wary of her. Dude, if you're wary of your girlfriend and you already don't trust her and you have to be like on edge.
No. What?
What are you doing?
So clearly he likes the adrenaline.
Or he's just young and dumb.
Yeah. I mean, he is younger than her. He's 18. 2 years younger than her.
And he's 18.
This probably first love.
Yeah.
He's infatuated by this older girl.
Yeah.
And it seems like she's like dangerous. And what young guy doesn't love that?
Yeah. Yeah. Something is like.
But she definitely
roping him in.
Some sort of medication or.
She needs. Yeah. This is something's really off here. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he literally says like, I'm usually wary of her. I know. It doesn't get better, though. Mm-hmm. I'm usually wary of her because you never know what she's going to do, even though it's usually just a prank or something. I let my guard down, and she went behind me and pushed me towards the cliff, and I swear, I almost fell off.
What was her reaction, though? Like, was she laughing, or was she like, fuck, sorry. I fucked up, you know? Like,
she did it hard, and I ended up right at the edge. She was laughing so hard.
Oh.
I freaked out and started screaming at her, and I may have been out of line, but holy shit.
No, he was not out of line.
Block her.
Yeah.
Break up. Block her.
That's done. That's done. I mean, like, that's almost like, do you love yourself enough?
To not die.
To not die.
Like,
exactly.
This girl is going to... I feel like this has happened. Hasn't this happened? Where, like up in, like...
He's about to be on the front page news.
Oh, my God.
Girlfriend. Oh, that's...
A thousand weird ways to die or something.
But it's almost going to be like they take her to court and she's like,
it was an accident.
Acting like, I can't believe this happened to me. Like, oh my God. I've loved him my whole life. But at the end of the day, she knew exactly what she's doing. And she gets off on that.
She's definitely getting off on this.
Yeah.
There's some trauma there because, like her brain, like the brain thing. It's like, this is not normal. Mm-hmm. And this poor boy just probably doesn't know it.
No.
She laughed about it at first, but then started crying and saying she was so sorry. The next day, she started texting me saying that she didn't mean any harm and she just, quote, didn't know that I would get so mad at her for doing that. Am I crazy for even thinking about this? Is it possible she's just immature and if I get back with her, she'll be different? I'm kind of lonely and I really love her, but this really made me rethink the situation because now I feel like she's legit crazy, not just fun crazy. Thanks for the advice.
It almost makes me think, like, did she also maybe watch a movie and thought, like, the main character in that movie was like that and she thinks it's cute?
Who fucking knows? But her boyfriend doesn't have wings.
I know.
Like,
yeah,
what,
for sure.
Oh. What do you think is going to happen if you push this boy off a cliff?
Yeah.
He can't fucking fly.
Okay, she knows she's sorry, though. So, like, she knows what she did.
But is she truly
but
sorry?
But is it because she's crazy? I, like, don't know. Like, she could either be crazy... And she's just saying it to be like, okay, boy, like, stop crying about
this. That's what I think.
Or
I don't think she's really
also
sorry.
Has like some social cue issues that she doesn't know what's wrong.
True. I really don't think she's sorry. I think it's more about the fact that she's sorry about his reaction.
Yeah.
I think she finds what she does funny. And this to me, this is a breakup situation. Like, I would not stay with someone that was putting my life constantly in risk and making me be heightened all the time.
For sure.
That's not
comfortable. I feel like she's almost like, I can see her like one day just be like, oh, this will be funny, and grabbing a knife and like running around to chase him with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I want to go back to the red flag story about the guy getting treated like a baby because this cliff one is not fun.
I would love to see that girl who treats him like a baby and this girl who likes this dangerous thing hang out.
Like, put them in a ring together.
Yeah, I would like
put
to
them in
see
a ring
what
together.
Kind of storyline that happens.
This is bonkers to me. Well, that's all I have for you guys on this episode of Two Hot Takes. I hope you're not going to be as scarred by these red flag stories as I am. And if you have any stories that you found that are extra cringy, please send them my way. I'd love to hear them. Also, thanks to G for joining me on this episode. And if you guys liked her take on things, there's going to be some exclusive stories and videos up on the YouTube channel where she gives her unfiltered opinion. Hope you check them out. Adios.